The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands? He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had for me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. When I got to the seminary, there was a group of guys, and they believed and practiced that any time a person was in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament for prayer, they ought to be kneeling, right? And it was inappropriate to do anything other than to kneel. And I remember all these guys I respected, and so I thought, well, gosh, I should try that. So I did it for 2 days. And on the second day, my entire focus during my holy hour was on the pain in my knees and not on Jesus. And I thought, okay, you know, that's not the best method for me. That's not the most conducive for me to grow in my love for God. Is there anything wrong with human traditions? No. In fact, most are good, which is why they become traditions. And in the church, we have hundreds and hundreds of human traditions. I mean, it would be impossible to fulfill all of them. But there will always be the tendency in traditions to focus on the tradition more than the end that we are seeking through that tradition, which is love of God and love of neighbor, the highest commandments. And in fact, there might be times where we need to set aside a certain tradition that we picked up because it is not helping us to love God or love neighbor more. I remember when I put the kneelers in, many people, well, first it was just that people could fulfill that preference if they so chose to receive kneeling on the tongue. And many people said, you know, Father, I find that opens my heart in a special way. You know, that vulnerable, humble act leads me to a greater intimacy with our Lord. Praise God, right? But another person might not find that to be the case. And they say, Father, I prefer to receive standing. Or, Father, I can't kneel because my knees are bad. But, you know, from that, I heard from time to time, you know, gosh, is that person holy? Do they kneel while they receive or not? And we got to get beyond all of that. Is this tradition going to help me to love God more? And I can be most certain of that because it's going to lead me to a greater love of neighbor. That will always be the clearest proof that some practice that we have picked up is of God's will for our lives and conducive to a greater worship of our Heavenly Father.